Foot and mouth disease has been looming for a while now, yet, as usual, politicians delay until a crisis occurs before taking action. And that's what I asked a bit earlier. Is this now just not the knee-jerk reaction? Why did we take so long? I'm asking the question from the perspective of government, because farmers in the sector approached government a while back already. So the expenses for farmers, the employees, and countless individuals in the rural areas are significant. The smaller effects on meat prices, because we've already lost about 25% of our red meat exports, amongst others, as well as daily dairy products that are used, still imminent. So if farmers had the legal right to vaccinate their cattle themselves, they would have protected them against this long ago. That's the argument that many South Africans and analysts present. And I believe it's a fair argument. So online, Mr. Johan Kotze, AgriSA CEO, to enlighten us on this. Mr. Kotze, good afternoon.
Yeah, listen, it looks like you're going to put me on the spot to be a judge. that's merely impossible in a difficult time like this.
Oh, so now we have to scrap all the questions, Mr. Kotze, and I have to think of other questions.
No, you can go.
So the current outbreak, what do you make of this? And is it again a knee-jerk reaction coming from government, who could have acted long ago already?
I think you gave too much credit to government in being in charge of what is happening. Yeah, I must be honest and say it. It's a crisis. Mm. So it is not the norm. It's not that we were used to this. And it's fair to say that we spoke about this for quite a long time. But I also need to be fair. We've asked for vaccination for specifically feedlots, and they were the first guys that asked for this. So it's not something that happened 10 years ago. The outbreak and the building up to this, I think, happened a long while ago, and there was a lot of talk in this. But the virus itself, what we experience now, is far greater than what we ever experienced. It's rapid. The frequency is beyond understanding. So we need to get to a point, and I think that's where we need to be, to say it's a crisis. And I think the beauty of what our state president did was to say, we acknowledge it as a national crisis. So what I do sense is we talk so much about what went wrong that we, to a certain extent, forget what we can do today to combat the virus. Yesterday on TV, I said, remember, this virus can't read, it can't write. It doesn't vote for any political party. It knows one thing, and that's destruction. But we need to understand and look the virus in the eyes and start fighting the virus. So a lot of talk is going on social media, and there's a lot of issues politically. And I see the combating and people defending. The big take is, and that's why I'm on the air today, is to say, but is there something we can do? And are we granted the opportunity to do something against this virus? And I think the answer is yes.
Mm. Now, Mr. Kotze, rural communities also face immense costs from the foot and mouth outbreak. And the argument still remains, if farmers were legally allowed to vaccinate their cattle themselves, they would have done this long ago, and we would then not be in the position that we are in today. But why again are we in this position? Is the government not listening to our farmers because they would know best?
I think if you can guarantee me that everybody would have vaccinated 2 and 3 years ago, we could have done it.
Mm.
But remember, it's hindsight, because we're on a crisis, and all of a sudden we said we should have. The thing is just, I think, and that what we need to get to is the rural community, and I'm talking about deep rural communities, are battling. And the financial loss is a massive crisis. And I think the thing that we don't often talk about is the financial crisis and loss of the small-scale people. If they lose one or two cattle, that might be their whole herd. And that is a massive loss. So what happens? People are jobless, because what do you farm with it? But the biggest one is, do you understand that the play into food security for the small-scale people in rural areas? And we look at Woolies and Pick n Pay and Spar, and then we think we're food secure. But we sometimes do not go back into that deep rural areas to understand what the play of livestock is in food security. I'm talking about giving milk to a household, supplying meat. So we need to talk a bit about, could we do it ourselves? Yes, I think we can, but you also need to understand it's a state-governed disease. And to understand that is, we want to export. And to export, you need to fulfill certain regulations. And it needs to be a state-managed disease. So you cannot just do whatever you want to and do it yourself. I think what we did ask the president was to say, Mr. President, we are farmers, and I think we know how to vaccinate. Can we do it under the oversight of government? And I think there's a great possibility, and there's a great willingness from government that they would allow us to do it. So I think we're nearly there. It's tough. We deal with a tough situation there. It's like war. But I think the focus is turning away from the social media kind of hype, what's going on, into fighting the virus itself.
Now, Mr. Kotze, President Ramaphosa declared foot and mouth, the outbreak, as a national disaster, but that was only on the 12th of February. What has happened to our farmers? Let's look at the impact and support that was provided. Surely that was not enough.
Yeah, I would say you're right. I can't argue that. And I can tell you who were the hardest hit by this. This is the milk industry, the dairy industry. Because of the production practice they have. And it's not that they do something wrong. It's just the nature of how they deal with the animals. It's all together. It's not in the fields. There's a lot of contact, and even between farms with the feeding system that they utilize with trucks coming in. So I think they got hit the hardest. And that's where you get the highest mortalities in the production facilities that they utilize. I think we could have started earlier, and there's a lot that we can say about that, and I think there's a lot to learn. But it's more than just the government not I would say, participating earlier. I'm also going to say to you the following. We knew as farmers that this could happen, but we are just human. I can be honest with you, none of us thought it could happen to me. So when do you start with this, and how do you start with it? When you jack up your biosecurity? So I'm worried that we are going to sit down and we're going to point fingers, and again we lose focus on fighting the virus. So the take is, government is in default. But you know what? I also feel as a farmer, we could have done much more earlier in biosecurity and awareness, which we didn't do as industries, or didn't focus enough onto it as industries, because, as I said, we're just human. We hope and trust and believe that it's not going to happen to us, and it will be somewhere else. And it did happen to us.
Mr. Johan Kotze, AgriSA CEO, thanks so much for your time on PM Drive.